Okay, thanks, Mike. You've been in UI. Not much else. Ron, is he still on there? I got his email. National Night Out is Tuesday, August 6th. I'll check the calendar, see if there's anything going on that night. I usually help out National Night Out to be a good time. So I'll check the calendar, see if it's busy that night. Let's see what else. My granddaughter has a birthday tomorrow. Her parents are up north camping. They're going to come back on Wednesday. They got a birthday tomorrow. They're 15 years old. So they got a birthday party this Saturday. So we'll give them a gift and everything. Have some cake and ice cream on Saturday. So I don't know. I think it's in the afternoon. So I'll try to see if I can make it to the club breakfast over at Levi's. Everybody stay warm, or stay cool, stay lots of liquids, and take care of yourselves. If you're outside working, be safe. So, I'd say 73W1, and hope to see everybody very nice at club meeting with some ice cream. So, then, thank you, I say good night. Thank you, bye-bye.
Very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us tonight, 73U also, and yeah, looking forward to seeing you Friday night there also at the club meeting and ice cream social. Next up, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and Stand By Mini. And Ron, yeah, I got your email also about the National Night Out. This afternoon, I printed a sign-in sheet for our club meeting, and I also printed off a sign-up sheet for you for the National Night Out. I'll bring that to the club meeting so people can sign up at the club meeting to help you out with that also. But, yeah, you can mark me down as helping out on that one also. Go right ahead, Ron, and stand by Minnie.
Okay, Mike, yeah, that sounds good. I just got that, and I got confirmation from county. They said, yeah, we'll take the trailer out there. But they said, did you contact the township? He said, I thought they were contacting you. And I said, no, they didn't. So he said, well, I'll send them an email, get in touch with them, make sure that they got room for you. So as far as I know, we should be all set. But I just contacted Mark today because Chris said township, and I could have sent him an email too and verified that. But he did send other information out, wanted to know if we could help with other things through a volunteer group. And I wrote back and said, our emergency service group is going to be there, so I can't help you out. So anyhow, one other thing, back on the 15th of July, we were supposed to have new windows put in the house, and the guys came to install them, and they said, well, let's take measurements to make sure what's on our sheet is what we've got. And they measured the first window and said, okay, and they went and measured the second window, and, okay. Well, they went through the whole house and found out all of the windows were measured too big for the openings, so they had to go back and reorder, and all of the windows over again, all 14 windows. So they called on Monday and said, hey, your windows are ready. Can we come put them in today? Well, I'm at work. My wife's babysitting the grandkids, so the answer was no, because the house had been put back together, because that was 3 weeks ago. So they're coming next Monday, so I'll have to take Monday off from work, take the weekend here, and again, prep the house with getting all the furniture away from the windows and all the window treatments and blinds and things off the windows so that they can get in and do what they got to do. So this will be try number two. So, and we have the same work crew that came back and when they the second guys had measured. So if they measured wrong this time, that's their own fault. So we're going to try it again. Other than that, weekend had a few things that we did off and on during the weekend. I'm still working on the floors. I got a little bit more done. I had to fill the floors. I got the hallway done and part of the living room, fill cracks and holes and things like that. So I got about two-thirds of the living room yet to do. So Sunday, I'm going to try and do that in between other things. and could try and continue on so we can get this project done. But that's about it, I guess. If there's any other questions, let me know, Mike, but I'll be around here at the end of the net, and we'll see you on Friday night. KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Well, hopefully they'll have a little bit better luck with your windows this time around and have them measured properly for you. So, looking forward to seeing you Friday night for our club meeting and ice cream social. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Fred. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ, and I don't have too much more to say. I hope to make it there Friday night for the ice cream social. I don't know whether I'll be able to stay for the whole meeting or not, but we'll see what comes up anyway. And Levi's, I went on Sullivan's website, and according to them on there, they are open on Saturdays. Every day from 8 to, I forget what time they closed, but they had it on there that they were open on Saturdays, but I'm not sure on that one. But other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm wondering if Sullivan's just did not update their website or something, too. It's a possibility. I think Ron had went to Levi's here within the last month or so and talked with someone there, and they definitely sounded like they are willing to have us, and they will definitely be open. So I think at least for this one, I've got an email all ready to go out to, and I put that in the email that it'll be Levi's. So we'll give Levi's a try for the August one, and then I guess can decide to go. We'll go from there and see if we want to go back to Sullivan's or what we want to do from there on. But once again, thanks for joining us, Minnie, 7-3, and looking forward to seeing you Friday evening. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Next up on our list, we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Jim. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening again, and thanks for doing that tonight, Mike. Not too much more to add. Say 73s to everyone. Planning on making it out to the meeting Friday as well. So with that, I'll be back to net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Thanks for joining us tonight. 73 to you also, and looking forward to seeing you also on Friday evening. All right, brings us down to Jim, KE8URV, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. Jim, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, if anybody out there knows anybody that's getting into ham or just starting to get their license or whatever, and that I have a really nice spider antenna for commuter 440 in the garage. It works really, really well. And I have UV5RE radio, and that I will donate if somebody, if anybody knows anybody that's just getting into it and getting their license, I will donate that. So, but anyways, I'm going to let you get back to net control there. I just wanted to let you know that I have a few things here that the reason why I'm donating it is because somebody did that to me. And it's kind of like a tradition, pass it on, you know. And that's how I got my first 2-meter radio. And I'd like to keep this tradition going. So thanks. So you guys have a good one. And thanks for letting me join the net. And it's back to you, Mike, KE8URB. I'll be clear.
All right. Well, very good, Jim. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Fine business on the radio there. The possibility in September, we're going to have our club auction on September 21st. It's a Saturday at noon. So if you can make it for that, you could bring it to the club auction also. And if there's someone there that would be interested in it, hand it off then possibly, or decide what to do with it at the auction. But yes, thanks once again for that. And as myself, I don't know of anybody offhand that's getting into ham radio, but we'll definitely put the word out there in case we hear of anybody. We'll get them your information. So thanks for joining us, 7-3, and you have a great week ahead. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Before we close the net down here, is there anyone else that'd like to join the net? If so, please call net control now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.